This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 374, down 82 cents. May corn, 380.5, down 8. July corn, 388, down 7.75. March soybeans, 968.25, down 18.25. May soybeans, 974, down 16.5. July soybeans, 978, down 16. March wheat, 508.75, down 4.5. May wheat, 502, down 5.25. July wheat, 503.25, down 6.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon as discouraging weekly export sales were reported and record South American crops. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 lower at 352 to 376. Soybean bids down 13 to 15 cents at 940 to 957. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 cents lower at 342 to 375, while soybean bids were down 15 to 17 cents at 947 to 977. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 8 cents at 357 to 380, soybean bids dropped 17 at 951 to 979, and the wheat bids were 5 to 7 cents lower, ranging from 415 up to 480. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 17 cents lower at 977 to 989, makes a steady range from 3 to 15 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $357 to $358 per ton. That's down $4.60, with basis steady range from 30 to 31 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 379 to 387, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 2 under to 6 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quartered producer corn bids 7 to 8 lower at 380 to 383, while basis was steady to a penny higher at 1 under to 2 over the May. Soybean bids ended 12 to 16 cents lower at 977 to 980, with basis up 1 to 5 cents at 3 to 6 over the May. And new crop wheat prices on Friday were 6 cents lower at 483 to 496, with basis steady range from 20 to 7 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at $3.99 to $4. These same elevators place their soybean prices 16 to 17 lower, with quotations at $9.97 to $9.98. Soft wheat down 5 cents at $5.02 to $5.13, and the Milo ended 8 cents lower for the day at $4.55 to $4.56. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois, from country elevators to producers. For new crop corn, those bids range from 361 to 378. New crop soybean bids at 889 up to 920. In central Illinois on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 360 to 375. New crop soybean bids at 913 up to 933. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 365 to 376. New crop soybean bids at $8.95 to $9.26, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $4.65 up to $4.86. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $154.27, down $1.52. June live cattle, $145.27, down $1.35. August live cattle, $143.62, down $1. March feeder cattle, $213.12, down $1.55. April feeder cattle, $211.22, down $1.67. May feeder cattle, $209.72, down $2.20. April lean hogs, $62.10, down $0.20. May lean hogs, $71.42, down $0.82. June lean hogs, $75.42, down $0.35. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Friday the 13th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.04 lower in the range of $52 to $61, with a weighted average carcass price of $59.60. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to $4 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 34, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 35, 5 to 6 weights 33 to 37, and 6 weights and up 34 to 42. From the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $37 to $42. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,819 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Sale Barn. They had receipts of 277 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 159 to 164. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143.50 to 150. And choice slaughter heifers, 158 to 163. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 141 to 148. Breakers 107 to 115. Boners were 108 to 111. And leans were 104. Now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had lamb and goat sale with receipts 87 head, slaughter lambs. Wool choice, 30 to 45 pounds were 141 to 182. 35 to 50 pounds were 150 to 295. And 60 to 65 pound lambs were 282 to 295. Slaughter kids, 44 weights were bringing 240 to 264 and 55 weights 280. Slaughter nannies, 55 to 75 pounds were 80 to 115, and 80 to 110 pound range were $1 to 151. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 160 to 163.50, and on a dress basis, 256 to 259. Heifers on a live basis traded at 160 to 163.50, and on a dress basis, 256 to 259. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established, with 252 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $67.48, and that was $1.02 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $244.12, that was $1.86 lower, with select carcasses at $244.07, that was $1.72 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 96,000, that compared to 102,000 last week, and 109,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 421,000, that compared to 410,000 last week and 362,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Reuters reports Mexico and other major countries imposed new import restrictions at the end of last week after the H5N2 strain of avian influenza was found in the heart of America's poultry region. Arkansas, Missouri, Minnesota, California, Washington, and Oregon already face bans or restrictions. The restrictions are likely to lower prices and hurt U.S. poultry producers, according to economists, as Mexico is the biggest purchaser of U.S. chicken. The U.S. exports about 20% of the chicken and 14% of the turkey it produces. 9 scholarships will be awarded through the Illinois Pork Producers Association, or IPPA, scholarship program for the 2015-2016 school year, 3 gold scholarships for $2,000 each, 3 silver scholarships for $1,500 each, and 3 bronze scholarships for $1,000 each, with funding for the scholarships made possible through the Kepi Foundation. Applicants must currently be enrolled as an undergraduate or be enrolling to begin the fall of 2015 to be eligible. IPPA scholarships are open to students pursuing any undergraduate degree at any 2-year or 4-year college. Previous winners may also apply for any scholarship level. Applicants must submit a completed application form, transcripts, list of activities, and a typed essay identifying how they plan to contribute to the pork industry. In addition, the Illinois Purebred Swine Council is sponsoring the Ryan and Friends Scholarship. The council will award 4 $500 scholarships. Applicants must be attending a university, college, or community college for the fall 2015 semester and have been a 4-H or FFA member. The Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association is sponsoring the Adam Fesser Scholarship, worth $1,000. Applicants must be attending a university, college, or community college for the 2015 fall semester and also have been a 4-H or FFA member and an Illinois resident. The application deadline for all of the scholarships is April 1st. For more information on the scholarships and to download applications, you can visit ilpork.com. The FDA released their milk residue study and found that more than 99% of the samples tested were free of antibiotic residues. Washington State Dairy Federation Director of Policy and Government Affairs, Jay Gordon, shares more about the positive results.
I viewed the findings that FDA had on the milk supply as great. Yeah, there's a little bit of work to do, but it's a very small amount. And we'll have to look at all the numbers, and again, we'll just go to work on producers saying, guys, you can't be using stuff off-label. It's a minuscule percentage of the population. And the other thing that was stunning was, if I'm not mistaken, when you look at the safeguards that are in place, 0 detect in any retail milk.
Gordon says the safeguards are in place on the farm and at the milk plants to test and retest and retest the milk before it ever gets into a retail container. Farmers and the trade are concerned that the price of soybeans will fade over the next 6 months. Todd Gleason has more on some of the items they'll be monitoring.
There are a couple of mileposts indicators most will be watching as it relates to the production of soybeans. University of Illinois ag economist John Newton says the next one up is the prospective plantings report that's due March the 31st from the United States Department of Agriculture.
You know, the prospective planting's a big one. Getting an idea of farmers' intentions on plantings for next year. And then, you know, I'm going to continue to watch the crush. Continue to watch soybean exports, because not only are we on pace to export a record volume this year, but USDA and their Ag Outlook actually projected exports to increase again next year. So back-to-back record soybean exports. So that's something to monitor. Can we continue to consume soybeans at the level we are? And if we can, then that should provide some price floor and positive price pressure from where we are today.
Exports are reported weekly by USDA, and starting in August, the Ag Department will begin reporting the soybean crush totals monthly. The agency is picking up and tweaking a discontinued Census Bureau report.
And that should help to get some idea on the pace of soybean crush. Another thing to keep in mind is, and Daryl and Scott had a Farm Doc Daily article about this a couple days ago, is what happens with the RFS. You know, are we going to get to the point where we're crushing soybeans for oil? And then what are the implications then on soybean meal prices? And how does that offset corn feed and residual on the corn balance sheet? So these are all things to kind of watch. I mean, some of these are long run things that you keep an eye on, and some are short run things. You know, the pace of consumption and soybean crush being those two short run things I'm watching.
You may read more from the University of Illinois Ag Economist on the Farm Doc Daily website. A new article is posted there each business day of the year. For U of I Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has set the dates for its annual spring tree sale and fish sale. The dates are April 3rd for the tree sale and April 8th for the fish sale. The tree sale contains a mix of conservation-grade hardwood and evergreen seedlings, as well as a selection of hardwood potted trees. The seedlings sell for $1.50 each, with quantity discounts available, and the potted trees sell for $15 each. The fish sale is a sale of live fish for pond stocking. The fish come from Logan Hollow Fish Farm in southern Illinois, and varieties include several sizes of catfish, bass, crappie, bluegill, sunfish, red ear, grass carp, and minnows. Pre-orders are required, and prepayment is appreciated. An order form is available on the Soil and Water Conservation District's website at montswcd.com, or can be obtained by calling 217-532-3610 or picked up at the Soil and Water Conservation District office in Hillsboro. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.